Welcome back, listeners. We have a very off-the-wall episode full of horrific creatures, mythological animals, and talk of strange movies. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Here are the highlights.
Have you guys heard of a Alabama white thing?
Alabama white thing.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, why did you say it like that?
Because that's how it's said. I'm looking at it right now. It's a white thing.
You're looking at, they say it with a southern accent.
Type in Alabama white thing.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know who Johnny Knoxville is?
What?
No, I know some random fucking Jackass? Guy.
You never seen Jackass?
What? He plays a jackass. He's a guy with glasses, crazy black hair.
Yeah, you guys are speaking foreign language, man.
Oh, you don't know what Jackass is?
Oh my god.
Because you're fucking drugging your husband over there to do your weird shit games that you play.
It was so funny, though, because whenever he eats his soup, bro, it zooms in and all you can see is just hair with, like, soup dripping off of it.
Imagine you hand Gideon to this guy, bro, and he just, like, just...
gives him a good old mushroom stand. Okay, first things first. How do you pronounce the word that you sent, Hunter?
Cryptid? I don't even know what they are, but I know how to pronounce it.
Cryptids?
Oh. Cryptids. I know there's a certain type of one that disguises itself as ATF agents and keeps showing up at my door.
What the fuck, bro? I don't think that... What kind of drugs
talking
do
about
you
a
have?
Skinwalker. Not enough.
Oh.
A skinwalker is an actual thing, though.
I don't believe in cryptids, but I'm not going to make fun of anybody tonight.
So, you don't believe in the Bigfoot?
Fuck no, I don't believe in Bigfoot. I live in the woods.
Did you know that we have a cryptid? It's called the Oklahoma octopus.
I saw that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, the Oklahoma octopus. It's... supposedly lives in freshwater lakes in Oklahoma.
Oof.
I think it specified natural freshwater lakes.
They live in freshwater lakes? Bro, I live on a lake. I ain't never seen no goddamn octopus either.
The Oklahoma octopus.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm just reading... There's not very much that supposedly has been said about it, I guess.
Do they say what areas of Oklahoma it lives in?
In your mind.
It just says lakes in Oklahoma, primary, Lake Thunderbird, Lake Tinkiller, and Lake Ulaga. So all around us.
So everywhere. It didn't say Grand.
No. So I think you're safe.
I don't swim much anymore.
I wonder... I doubt that it's true, but it's fun to think about.
You know what's true?
What?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yeah.
Where does the Loch Ness Monster reside?
Northern Scotland.
Okay, yeah, you know. you're on the wiki right now.
I'm actually on howstuffworks.com.
HowStuffWorks? Give me the URL.
Science.howstuffworks.com.
That's hilarious, Daniel. You're stupid. What about the... I found one. It's called the Michigan Dogman.
All the ones you're saying sound fake as fuck?
I don't
They're
know.
They're all state-related. Legendary creature from Michigan folklore. Described as a tall canine-like being with a human torso, often standing on its hind legs.
Yep, and then it says, it's typically described as being larger than a normal wolf, often around 7 feet 2 inches tall. That'd be fucking scary, dude.
It is said to have a howl that sounds like a human scream and appears once a decade, specifically in years ending in 7. The myth gained traction in 1987.
That's fucking scary.
Hell yeah. We're fucking 2 years away.
You know what's scary? Terrifying.
What?
A fucking jackalope.
What?
A jackalope.
What the fuck is that?
It's a jackrabbit mixed with an antelope. A jackalope?
Are you talking about the one with fangs?
No, the little rabbit with horns.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Are those real?
No.
Oh, they're not? Fuck you guys.
Damn, I should just let that go on.
You should
fucking ruined it.
I did too. That's my bad, bro. She would have believed it too. She was in on it.
Yeah, I would have.
What about the Jersey Devil? It's a mysterious animal with a horse-like head, bat wings, hooves, and a forked tail.
According to the folklore, it said in 1735, a woman named Leeds was giving birth to her 13th child. Goddamn. And exclaimed, let the child be the devil. The child, though born normally, immediately grew wings, a tail, claws, and flew out to the Pine Barrens and... Was it South Jersey? Yeah, South Jersey.
Yeah, 13 babies is kind of wild, bro.
That's weird.
13 isn't a good number anyway.
13 reasons why.
My 13 reasons why.
Hey, you guys should look this one up. It's in Tennessee. It's called the Wampus Cat.
Why is it called that?
I don't know, but if I seen this in the woods, I would shoot myself before I tried to shoot it.
Oh. It's got six legs. Fuck. Looks like a displacer beast.
It's called a what?
It looks like it could... It's a Wampus cat. Wampus cat. It says, there have been reported sightings in the Smoky Mountains region, particularly in Tennessee.
Let's see. Oh. I don't even see what you're talking about.
It has roots in Cherokee folklore.
Well, that's not even that scary, dude.
Not that scary till it's fucking running at you and its two fucking other arms
maybe
are grabbing you.
But a gorilla's not very scary to you either.
It has six legs. It's like a lion.
Maybe I'm not reading.
1,000 wampuses versus one gorilla. What about the mystery flesh pit, guys?
What?
The mystery flesh pit. I forget where it's at, but that's real as fuck.
The Mystery Flesh Pit National Park.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
The story behind it is the Mystery Flesh Pit National Park is a fictional, immersive world built into an artist's Trevor Roberts, focusing on a giant superorganism discovered in West Texas. The park's narrative involves its accidental discovery during oil excavation. Commercialization Anodyne Incorporated and subsequent closure after a catastrophic incident. The park is a blend of multimedia, including illustrations, writings, and supplementary materials offering a detailed fictional story.
That looks fucking weird.
For context, Hunter and I have worked on a lesbian's house that has a sticker on her car called Mystery Flesh Pit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, why? She's a character. And she pays us $100 and some odd every year to come switch around two wires.
Why the fuck would you have that on your car?
Have you guys heard of Bigfoot Smelly Southern Cousin?
What?
Yeah, it's a skunk ape.
Oh, not where I thought this was going.
No, I've never heard of that.
And it would be in Florida, too.
Yeah, Florida swamps.
Fucking Florida.
Reports alleged that the skunk ape had invaded homes, stalked people, and killed several of a farmer's livestock, including a horse and a bull. The local police departments investigated after one law enforcement officer reported striking the skunk ape with his car.
Imagine putting that in a fucking police report. It's fucking wild.
That's funny. What about one called a Spectre Moose in Maine? That one actually could be legit.
I don't know how to pronounce that. H-U-G-A-G. Hugog. And in American folklore, the hugog is a fearsome critter similar to a moose with an extensive upper lip, preventing it from grazing, and jointless legs preventing it from lying down. Brother,
that is so fucking weird. That is not what I read.
That was...
That's fucking scary as fuck.
So are we doing just, like, animals, or are we doing, like, folklore, too?
Oh, like, fucking...
I had a few down, like, the Wendigo.
What about leprechauns?
Ooh.
I mean, I don't see why not. I'm going to the lore of that.
Yeah, but leprechauns aren't real.
They could be.
How do you know?
Because I almost said Asian. I'm Irish.
What language is this in?
It's in fucking a language that you can't understand because maybe they are real.
What were the giants before us? The giant rock people. Supposedly helped build the pyramids and... You know what I'm talking about? No. They were giants. Made from rock stone. People.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the name.
From JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, right. You probably saw it on a movie and you're like, yeah.
And talk about griffins.
Griffins are not real. The only griffin I know of is in freaking Ark.
So you're for sure you're saying the Loch Ness Monster is real?
No, I never said that.
That's what the whole conversation's about.
What are you talking about?
You want a description of it?
Of what?
Loch Ness.
Griffin?
Loch Ness Monster? Sure.
The Loch Ness Monster in Scottish Gaelic, I'm not saying that word, known affectionately as Nessie, is a mythical creature in Scottish folklore that is said to inhabit Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. It is often described as large, long-necked, and with one or more humps protruding from the water. Popular interest and belief in the creature has varied since it was brought into the worldwide attention in 1933. Evidence of the existence is anecdotal, that's that wasn't the word I thought I was going to say, with a number of disputed photographs and sonar readings. In August 1933, the Courier published an account of George Spicer's alleged sighting. Public interest skyrocketed, and countless letters were sent detailing different sightings. The letters described a monster fish, sea serpent, or dragon. Ultimately, the final name settled on was the Loch Ness Monster. Since the 1940s, the creature has been affectionately called Nessie, Scottish Gaelic. Once again, not saying that word.
I forgot that it was called Nessie. Did you ever watch... You watched that one movie called Water Horse, right?
Yeah, I think I watched it with you, like, over a decade ago.
Yeah, where, like... It talks about the Loch Ness Monster and stuff.
Yeah.
I like that movie. I really like that movie. Daniel, you watched that movie, right?
What movie?
It's called Water Horse. where he finds like a little baby Loch Ness monster.
Yeah.
That was such a good movie. Such a good movie. What about the Native American legend of the little people? Do you know what that is, Daniel?
Heard of it, yeah.
It's a big thing around here.
Yeah. Also known as fairies or elves. I'll never forget the first time I was told about a little person, like a little people. I was with Amber camping in her fucking RV, and they scared the shit out of me because we kept hearing noises, and they were like, it's the little people.
Native American folklore, little people are often described as small, mischievous, and sometimes benevolent beings inhabiting the nature world. They're often depicted as short, sometimes hairy, and capable of playing tricks on humans, while often offering assistance when needed. While variations exist across different tribes, the concept of little people is a reoccurring theme in Native American stories.
You know what it says here? It says here that Loch Ness is 755 feet deep.
755?
Uh-huh.
Feet deep? That's not even that deep. Right?
Yeah, they all say it's a plesiosaur.
How deep is the ocean?
Way deeper than that.
Oh, yeah, way deeper than that. 12,000 feet.
You got it wrong. Mariano's Wait, maximum 35,000.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's what, Challenger Deep? Yeah, Challenger Deep.
That's so scary. So yeah, 700 feet deep is not even that deep.
It's not that deep, but it's literally a lake.
Well, how deep is Lake Michigan?
I don't know. I'm going to look up how deep Lake Hudson is.
Yeah.
Or Grand Lake's 389. Lake Michigan's 922 feet deep.
Okay, I guess it's kind of deep then.
It's at its deepest point. In the Chippewa Basin. Do you guys know what a Wendigo is?
No.
So a Wendigo, it's typically described as a skeletal giant-like figure, sometimes with deer-like features. Some stories suggest the Wendigo was once a human who turned monstrous due to starvation and cannibalism. The Wendigo is seen as the embodiment of gluttony, greed, and excess. Never satisfied after killing and consuming one person, they are constantly searching for new victims. Known for superhuman strength, speed, senses, making it difficult to track and subdue. It's you watch all of Supernatural, haven't you?
Yes.
I think it's like the one where like the one of the very first episodes, like 1, 2, or 3, where they see those college kids like camping.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's what a Wendigo is.
It's scary fucking looking, that's for sure.
Yeah, Wendigos are wild looking.
Yeah, that looks freaky as hell. I wonder what the scariest folk, like, the scariest, what would you call that, a folktale, I guess?
Some of the scariest folklore include the tales of a creature like Le Llorona. There's a movie about her.
The Devil's Footprints. Le Llorona. I can't even say that.
Llorona. Le Llorona. Believed to be the ghost of a mother who drowned her offspring. To this day, she haunts rivers, creeks, and searching and crying for her children. But there's a movie about her. I want to say it's one of the Conjuring movies.
Oh shit! Yeah. Okay. How do you spell it?
L A. L-A space L-L-O-R-O-N-A.
It's called The Legend of La La Llorona, whatever, however you fucking say that.
Yeah, and I think it's in the same universe. I'm not for sure if it's actually... because it has to do with the Nun movies, which is in the Conjuring universe.
Yep. Yeah, it's 2019 is when it was released. But it's only got 5.5 stars out of 10. Or 5.5, yeah, out of 10.
I don't remember it being terrible.
I don't know, I feel like I watched it, but I'm not for sure.
There's also the El Chupacabra.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It began in Puerto Rico in 1995 after a series of attacks on livestock occurring. The animals appeared to be drained of their blood. Common elements include the creature resembling a reptilian humanoid with sharp fangs and claws.
Yeah. Every time I think of that, I think of the Scooby-Doo episode.
With the Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Fucking same.
There's another lake monster. It's called Champy. It's basically the American version of Loch Ness. It's over in Lake Champion.
Ningen. Have you ever heard of that? It's N-I-N-G-E-N.
Japanese word translating a human being. Cryptid ninja is described as a massive whale-like creature with a human-like body and tail. What?
Yeah, it looks freaking creepy.
Oh, yeah, that is really disturbing.
Dude, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't know. I guess it's only humanoid in the arms, and then the rest of it is like
a
ghost
whale.
It's like an evil mermaid.
Yeah, that's literally what it looks like.
Just ghost white.
It's freaking creepy as heck, dude. That's scary. Oh, I see the champ.
I sent you guys a picture in the Discord chat. It's an incest hyena.
What?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
It's in Casters. A Namian lion.
A Nandy bear.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, I'm reading what was at the top. The Nandy bear.
That's weird.
It's got one
Imagine 10 of them chasing you.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Definitely prefer not to.
You know what we haven't talked about yet?
What?
Werewolves.
Oh, those are for sure real.
Lycanthropes.
Oh, yeah.
Werewolves, unicorns,
vampires.
What the freaking heck?
What do you think of whenever you think of a werewolf?
When I think of a werewolf, I think of a man turning into a dog.
You know what I think of?
Okay, yeah, that's a werewolf. Lycanthrope is the one that's like turns into like a super muscular bipedal
fucking monster.
Yeah, that's a
lycanthrope. Play Skyrim. You can become a fucking lycanthrope. They're mean.
What do you think of, Daniel?
Pretty dog. Pretty dog.
A pretty dog?
A pretty dog. The famous Hydra.
It's not so famous because I don't know about it.
Hercules and the Hydra.
Oh, the like three-headed dragon.
The thing with like, yeah, 10 heads.
Did we already talk about the fucking deer woman?
Deer.
No, not yet.
The Oklahoman deer woman?
Oh, that's Oklahoman?
A cautionary tale found in Native American tribes. She is described as a beautiful woman who, with cloved hooves, who lures men away and punishes them for their fucking trying to cheat, bro.
Oh my god. She's sometimes said to be fond of dancing and to possess mystical powers.
What's that TV show with the kid with the antlers?
Oh, fucking...
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth, yeah.
I feel like we're talking about a whole, like, season of Sweet Tooth right now.
It reminds me of that song. I'm trying to think of who sings it. I think it's Sugar, We're Going Down.
Sugar, We're Going Down, Down.
Have you guys ever watched that music video? Oh, God.
Is it weird?
It's fucking weird. It's got a dude with antlers, I'm, like, pretty sure.
We're going down, down, and if it ain't around, or something like that. Sugar, we're going down, swinging. Let's see.
The AI overview on your little deer woman is... The deer woman is a figure of Native American folklore, often depicted as a beautiful woman with a lower body of a deer. She is associated with both violence and vengeance, particularly towards those who have wronged women. One common origin of the story involves her being revived after an essay in the woods and becoming a vengeful spirit, luring men to their deaths.
So they basically just like had her around for the men to be like, dude, treat us better. This will happen to you.
It's a bedtime story for cheaters and
their children to scare them from ever doing anything.
Yeah. To
any woman ever.
Fuck that.
You want to get to death by a deer centaur? I think not.
Fuck that. That's like how the mermaids used to lure sailors to them or whatever by song and shit and would make them wreck their boats.
Siren?
That's what a mermaid... Yeah. Siren or whatever. I think that's what a mermaid really actually was, right? It was supposed to be like an evil thing. Yeah.
I think so. Are they the same thing or are they different?
I think they're the same thing. I think that that's how it originated and then people made it into something pretty whenever in reality it's supposed to be a... freaking scary looking demon or something.
Seeing them as two different kinds. One is a siren with wings and like legs of a pelican, and then some of them have fish tails. Yeah, early siren mermaids.
Who's the smart person here?
Not you.
Damn.
That's mean. Yeah, he's a dick to me, though.
Ew. What the fuck is that? Fish?
Oh, did it send?
Yeah, twice.
Oh. I know how to pronounce that shit. I don't know, I was just scrolling through some shit. I was like, oh, that looks kind of fucking weird.
Umebozu?
Umebozu.
Representatives have met with the... Yeah, I'm reading something totally fucking off topic of that. I was reading the ad below it.
You know, we haven't even talked about the Kraken.
The Kraken?
The Kraken.
I drink Kraken every other day. JK, that shit's kind of gross.
You don't do Kraken?
Oh, I used to love Kraken when I was like 15. That shit kind of gross.
Kayla, do you remember getting Kraken in Sea of Thieves?
Yes, that was so much fun. I want to play Sea of Thieves again so I can get Kraken.
That sounds so wrong.
It actually
was getting Kraken.
I actually fucking hated it whenever the Kraken would show up.
So the Kraken shows up, and whoever on the map, it's sandbox game. You know, there's multiple ships, and it could be anyone. But the Kraken attacks whoever has the most loot on their ship. Or if no one has any loot on their ship, it's going to pick a lobby that has the least amount of people and then pick at random. But yeah, if you're like on a hot streak and you have a shit ton of loot, you can bet you're going to get a Kraken.
Yeah, and the Kraken's fucking hard as fuck to kill.
Depends on the kind of Kraken.
If you're by yourself, you're instantly dead.
If you don't know how to handle it, yeah.
I don't know how to handle it. I haven't played that game in so long, dude.
Yeah, it's been a cold minute. I haven't played any game that wasn't Baldur's Gate or Dungeons and Dragons in a long time.
Yeah, you really haven't, have you, buddy?
No, I haven't.
We just started playing Warzone.
Ew.
Yeah.
Brother, ew, brother.
Brother, ew.
I'm almost to Baldur's Gate. I just got to the, I don't know the name of it, but the Dark Tower in the fucking Shadowfell area.
Hey, you guys should look this up.
Alright.
Type in Kelly Little Greenman.
What? Kelly Little Greenman?
Kelly Little Greenman.
Real.
Oh, they're like little fish people.
Wait, what? Oh, that's weird. It's like looks like a sea monkey.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
It's a good old sea monkey.
The Daily Yonder, Legend of the Little Green Men Invading Kelly, Kentucky. Nearly 70 years ago, a four-hour encounter between two families and a group of unidentified visitors put Kelly, Kentucky on the paranormal map. While for 4 years, the area celebrated the phenomenal, oh my god, I can't fucking read, paranormal legacy. This year, we'll skip the festival again. The last Little Green Men Festival was held in 2019. COVID shut down the festival. Thanks, COVID.
That's crazy.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
What about the mystical Oklahoma Thunderbird?
Oh.
Also Native American.
Brought up the Oklahoma City Thunder instantly.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously?
That's actually not what I'm talking about. Do type in cryptid after it.
Okay, yeah, because when I typed in Thunderbird, it brought up the military academy.
Unlike Thunderbird most,
cryptid. Do what?
I was going to say, unlike most, they think this one is from old tales of the Terrathorns or whatever they're fucking called, the fucking like big ass bird, like giant ass fucking bird.
Oh, I see. The Terrathornis
Maruris.
Oh my god, I can't. Nope.
No, I'm not looking at their scientific name.
That's what I was just trying to read.
Yeah, no, fuck that. They look like a dodo bird, kind of, but like mean. Look like a vulture, actually. Yeah, exactly. Zapdos, but not yellow.
Is it Zapdos?
Zapdos.
It's Zapdos. Zapdos? What the fuck?
That's a fucking Pokemon.
Zapdos is not. Zapdos is.
Oh.
Have you guys heard of a Alabama White Thang?
Alabama White Thang?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yo, what did you say? say it like that.
Because that's how it's said. I'm looking at it right now. It's a white pine. You're
looking at, they say it with a southern accent.
Type in Alabama white thang.
That's literally how it's spelled.
It's just some cousin. It's too much.
It's Bigfoot's white cousin.
Daniel, say another word like that.
What thing?
No, like country.
Fuck you.
The white thing is said to make noises like a woman screaming or a baby crying.
Oh my god.
Glowing red eyes. 7 to 10 feet tall, white, furry creature, sometimes with a skinny or humanoid shape. So it's like a crackhead Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's just some hairy tweaker, bro. That's all it is.
You know what kind of animal in real life? You know what kind of animal in real fucking life that fucking screams like a woman?
What?
You don't... Do any of you know what it is? Probably a fucking mountain lion.
Yeah.
Seriously? That's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of them out here, and they sound like a woman being stabbed to fucking death.
Dang. The heck?
Unless you live next to a serial killer, and it's actually somebody killing people. I mean, you're just out here drinking your coffee like, oh, another lion.
Sipping on my Irish coffee as all the women next door get murdered. Based.
That's crazy.
All that shit, the Bates Motel.
Could you imagine if it actually were like a woman?
I don't know. I don't imagine. I just don't walk in the woods. I just kind of sit next to my shotgun and smoke my cigarette.
Yeah, I would not walk in the woods either.
I ain't, bro. Somebody could be screaming, help me up there, and I ain't going to walk up in there if it's nighttime. I ain't doing that shit. I ain't superstitious, but like, I ain't walking up in there.
Also going to mind my business.
Yeah, exactly, bro. You're off my property, not my business.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck around and find out either. Ain't
there's
no way.
White thing.
This one's a fucking tweaker, dude.
Oh, dude, that is a crackhead, bro. You've been huffing paint all day and just smoked a little bit of fucking fent, bro. He's running around like that. He's having a good time, bro. Not a long time, but a good time.
It definitely looks like a white thing.
That is a white thing. Shit, dude. Ain't no fucking way.
What did you say, Daniel?
This one out. This one looks more of a tweaker than that one. It's the Tennessee Wild Man.
Are you sure it's not the Tennessee Wild Man?
Hey, bub, your phone's at 23%.
Just talk fucking country as fuck all the time. Daniel. What is it called?
Charge your phone, buddy.
Tennessee Wild Man.
Dang. You're no fun.
Wild Man.
Got check this cool bitch out. He even got his own vodka.
The Tennessee Wild Man vodka.
Whatever it tastes like Conor McGregor's whiskey.
Ugh.
That shit tastes gross.
Do you guys want to hear something that's a little off topic, but it happened to me today?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do. I know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about? The water? Did Deidre tell you?
She told me to the ask water? You about it.
So, I was sitting there fucking pricing some flowers, and Dean starts fucking with me, and I was like, talking back to him. I don't even know what we were even talking about, honestly, but I remember it was stupid. And he's laughing so hard he can't hear me calling for help. And I was walking past a floor cleaner that holds 15 gallons of water, and I hit the hose off of the fucking thing on accident, And I turned around because I heard running water, and I literally dumped out like 10 gallons of water all over the fucking back of the store. I soaked all of our product. We had to take everything out of the back. We had to take every pallet out, and I had to squeegee the fucking floor for like almost 2 hours.
Yeah, I think you might have spilled more than 10 gallons.
Yeah, it sucked. But
that sucks.
Dean wasn't mad. He was like, I was like, oh my God, Dean, help me, help me. And he's just sitting there still talking, not even paying attention to what's going on. But yeah, it was bad. I was like, whoops. And I soaked all of our product and we had to let everything dry out. It was terrible.
Hell yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
You get a discount on that product? A discount on a discount?
No.
Yeah, I bet you felt that panic though.
Oh yeah, dude. I turned around and I seen a hose on the ground just dumping gallons of water out in like seconds. It was going so fast and I was like, oh fuck.
Yep. I've had that exact feeling.
Oh god. Honestly, I thought he was gonna be mad at me.
Yeah. I mean, at least they're meant to be cleaned up, those kind of floors.
Yeah, it was concrete. But yeah, he wasn't mad at me at all. I've done it in
somebody's house.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I have.
Dude, that's scary.
Is that the gorilla the 100 men are going to fight?
That is the gorilla. That's the white thing, gorilla.
That's a white thing.
Let's probably get back to cryptids.
Oh, yeah.
Instead enough of Kanye.
Enough with Kanye.
I think I want to bring up the worst one of all, the worst cryptid ever, Diddy.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Did he do it?
Did he do it? Yeah, did he do it?
Did he start the fucking LA wildfires? We'll never know.
Did he buy 10,000 bottles of baby oil?
Oh, there's pictures of that. He did, absolutely. There's actual pictures of it from the police.
That's crazy.
The way that it stored was insane.
Yeah, that dude's lawyer literally quit, Tom.
Excuse me?
That's crazy.
Yeah, did you not hear his attorney or whatever quit the case? And it was all over the place. Everybody's like, oh, he's sure as shit guilty. Your fucking attorney quits. That has to mean you're fucking guilty.
That's crazy. Oops.
This isn't Microsoft Paint. You can't just control Z this shit.
I can control Z a lot of shit.
Oh, you can. I mean, just not in the moment. Like, what people hear, yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
Are you guys just posting shit there that I'm not, like, fucking looking at?
I'm not doing nothing.
I'm trying to find shit. Another.
That's a Daniel's reflection being on a stupid. Water.
I'm trying to find another cry. Whatever that word is.
Cryptid?
Yeah.
Do the yowie.
Yowie? The yowie? That's what it sounded like.
Got its own statue.
We can talk about the new Pope.
No.
Where the fuck is that at?
The new Pope? The
statue?
No, not the fucking new Pope.
Oh. Ew.
I hope he's yowie in the Vatican.
Looks creepy.
I hope so.
That's in Queensland, Australia.
Of course it would be in Australia.
Gorillas the
Mothman, the Mothman, that's a good one.
Oh, what is that, West Virginia?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, in Mason County.
The Mothman.
As a humanoid creature reportedly seen in Points Pleasant area from November 15th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967. Despite its name, the original sightings of the creature described avian features The first newspaper report was published in the Point Pleasant Register, dated November 16th, 1966, titled "Couples See Man-Sized Bird Creature Something." The national press soon picked up the reports and helped spread the story across the United States. The source of the legend is believed to have originated from sightings of out-of-migration sandhill cranes and herons.
That's crazy.
But it's got red eyes.
The Mothman's freaky as fuck. I will say, something that I'm terrified that is still alive that we don't know about is the Megalodon.
Oh, we know it's dead.
You know... But what if it's alive deep, deep in the ocean?
It can't survive deep in the ocean. It swam up top because it needed the warm water, not the cold water.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know you were a scientist.
I'm not a scientist, I'm a marine biologist.
Paleontologist, actually.
Excuse me? Go kiss your Nazi sign, fucking Kanye.
Did you just tell him to kiss his Nazi son?
Made me post a picture again.
What about a unicorn? That's a mythical creature.
They're pretty fucking stupid.
Have you guys seen that Death Unicorn or whatever movie?
No. Is it as bad as Cocaine Bear?
No, it's got Jenna Ortega in it.
Okay, keep talking.
Yeah. It's called... What is it called? It's called...
Wow, Jenna Ortega looks fucked.
Death of a Unicorn. She looks fucking weird in this movie, but... I want to watch it, and it's for rent. It's got a 6 out of 10, which isn't that bad. I mean, it just came out, so...
6 out of 10 is pretty steep, man.
You know what? Nowadays, you can't find a fucking good movie. They're all shit. They're all fucking from Shudder.
They all got the Disney platform. Shudder.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the plot for the movie you're talking about, Kayla?
Yeah. I think
a father and his daughter who accidentally kill a unicorn, causing them to be hunted down by its parents.
You know what? It has a bunch of good actors in it, though. It's got the guy that plays Ant-Man. It's got the guy that looks like the fucking killer child in Toy Story, you know?
Okay, Paul Rudd and Will Poulter.
Yeah. Will Poulter, he plays in We're the Millers. He gets his balls bit by a spider. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy eyebrows.
Yeah, he's got those fucking eyebrows that look like he's always constipated.
I think he plays in Maze Runner as well.
Yeah, he dies in it.
It's funny. All you had to say was he sounded like Sid, and I immediately pictured the man.
But I think that it would be a good movie. I know that sounds stupid, but it's got so many good actors, and it's got Jenna Ortega in it, and I love her.
Yeah, she's a good actress. She plays in You.
She plays in You?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Jenna Ortega. Yeah, she plays in like season 4 or season 3.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, look it up.
That'd be a good thing to take out of context, by the way, for hell? A little soundbite.
Yeah, she plays the 15-year-old.
Have you seen her?
Hispanic...
What?
I was going to say the two Hispanic girls that live in that apartment building that he moves to when he moves to California.
Are you like a hard You watcher or something?
I haven't cared for this last season or the season before it.
Oh, I've never watched You, so
it's okay.
I know that she plays in Miller's Girl, which is a really good movie. And she plays in Wednesday, which is a really good TV show.
Yeah, Deirdre's been trying to get me to watch Wednesday.
You haven't watched Wednesday?
No.
It's so good, isn't it, Daniel?
Yeah. He sounded so sad.
He said, yeah.
She's holding a gun to my head. I have to agree.
And I just looked down the hall and he's like basically asleep right now. Wake up! No, just a
sleepy guy.
What'd you do to him?
I drugged him. I mean, I.
That's on recording, folks.
Just yeah, hey, got her.
She gave me a soda and a cup, and there were a bunch of fucking white particles at the bottom of it.
But I had already drank it.
Well, yeah, I drank it and then found out they were there.
Sick. It's called a laxative, dumb fuck.
Game over, dude.
I just put a bunch of laxatives in his drink.
What are you trying to do to him?
You know, I'm trying to get him cleaned out. To shit all of the drugs out. I'm just trying to
get a brown out.
Clean sheets.
I want him. Have you guys seen that movie? It's called 49 movies or something, or 48 movies.
No.
No.
There's a scene. It's like this guy and he writes a bunch of different screenplays and he's reading it off to this bigwig guy. And one of the screenplays he wrote, he said that he basically was like, this guy and this girl, they're seeing each other and she wants him to shit on her.
Cleveland Steamer?
I don't know. I guess she just like gets off on the fact that like this guy's gonna shit on her. So he goes and eats like Taco Bell and shit, and he like takes a bunch of laxatives. Yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna give her the dirtiest shit she's ever had. And he's trying to shit on her, but she's like, it has to be romantic, and he's really fucking got a shit. And he runs out. He runs out to the middle of the street and gets hit by a car, and fucking his shit explodes out of his asshole all over the windshield.
Like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah. Sick. You should look it up. It's called Movie 48 or Movie 41, something like that.
I'll just take your word for it.
Movie 43, that's what it is. It's so funny. You should watch it. It's got Hugh Jackman in it, Chris Pratt, every single big movie star in it.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You don't have Tom Cruise.
Well, no, it doesn't have Tom Cruise. You
lied to me.
Well, I thought you were reading what I was reading.
See, you said yeah.
It's got. It's got the guy that plays in fucking Role Models, you know? Role Models?
No. I don't watch movies, man. Or TV.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's got Johnny Knoxville in it. It's got every single, like... Look up the cast of this movie. Johnny Knoxville.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know who Johnny Knoxville is?
What?
No, I know some random fucking guy.
You never seen Jackass?
What? He plays a jackass. He's a guy with glasses, crazy black hair.
Yeah, you guys are speaking foreign language, man.
Oh, you know what Jackass is? Oh
my god.
What are you fucking... No.
Bullshit. No way, bro.
Bullshit. Are you serious?
No. I don't know if Bam Margera or...
Shut up.
I don't know these things. You guys are tripping.
Shut up. It also has...
Fucking have me going.
It has Flip or Philip or whatever.
Felipe?
Off of Shameless. What's his fucking name?
Okay, I don't actually know that one.
Yeah, Lip. Yeah. Yeah. You should look at the... It's such a good movie, though. It's so fucking funny.
Jeremy Allen White. Man, he's got a super white name.
Jeremy Allen White. And he's so, like, attractive. I'm just kidding.
Yes, with that gigantic schnoz.
It sounded like you looked over to make sure your husband was asleep.
No. No, I think he's, think he's taking a shit because of all his legs. And I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
He wasn't joking, guys.
Shiloh, stop doing that. That Jeremy guy lives in Brooklyn, New York, of course.
Ew.
And he has two children. The guy from fucking Shameless.
But he's got a Chicago area code tattoo.
Did you know that they're making a movie called The Mandalorian and Grogu?
Grogu?
Yeah.
It's a movie or a show I've never seen, but I know how to say Grogu.
No,
I knew
it's
exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I know, but it's still the same little like baby Yoda looking thing.
Yes, yes, it is. Yep.
Yeah, that's Grogu, I think.
They're making a movie, and he's gonna play in it. Pedro Pascal. Pascal.
Yeah, he's been the Mandalorian.
Yeah, he. I love him.
You didn't know his name.
I love know. Him. I know him as Joel off of Last of Us.
Joel?
Yeah. I said Joel. Joel, same thing.
Very, very far.
You know, actually, I'm just going to stop fucking talking.
They're supposed to be making a Dead Space movie. Or TV Are show. They? Yeah. And Pedro's going to play. Gonna play the main character.
You gonna play Isaac?
Yes, thank you.
He's so good, and everything that he does pisses me off.
Who is it that plays Master Queef in the fucking Halo series?
Master Queef?
Master Chief.
Oh my god,
I don't know what the fuck words you're hearing.
You Crazy. Said Queef.
No, I didn't, actually. Beef.
Yeah, I guess it depends on which Halo you're talking about.
Well, there's a bunch of different Halo movies, but like the Netflix one that like is most recent. Or is there multiple?
I don't know. There's multiple movies. I don't know which.
Well, yeah, I know there's multiple movies, but like the Netflix one is the most popular.
Yeah, it's the most recent. Pablo Schreiber in the 2022-2024 series.
Sure.
Never seen it. Oh. I didn't even know they had some on Netflix.
I watched it for like all of a couple episodes. But brother, why? I'm closing the chat. You've never why, watched Kyle? Halo? I'd love to. Because you're fucking drugging your husband over there to do your weird shit games that you play.
Oh my god, fucking shit on my chest.
Yeah, exactly. That can be taken well out of context, and I'm happy about it.
You guys need to watch that movie. It's so funny.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm with him.
No, it's so funny. That's not like the only thing that happens in it. There's like, okay, for instance, there's another scene where the guy that plays Wolverine, what's his name, Hugh Jackman? Mm-hmm. Goes on a blind date and he shows up with a scarf wrapped around his neck. And he sits down and he takes his scarf off and he's got a ball sack dangling from his chin.
Oh, I have seen this movie. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know that scene.
Memory that connects it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
I'm so happy to say I've never
and no one notices it. He tries to
Like, the person that he's talking to is the only person that notices it, and it looks like a fucking gizzard on a turkey.
Oh, no, that's right.
Bro, it's bad.
He goes to eat his soup, and his balls just dip in his soup while he's eating it. It's fucking disgusting.
Oh, dude, that's so much.
And then he's like, oh my god, is it getting cold in here? And his ball sack sucks straight up into his neck. It's so disgusting.
I've never seen that in my life. That sounds so fucking gross.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's so good. It's called Movie 43. It's called Movie 43. Yeah, there's Hugh Jackman with ball sack on his fucking chin. It's so funny.
It's so good.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
He should have retired. He should have retired earlier and just never came back.
It's hilarious.
If that was the last thing he was known for, he'd be a legend forever, bro. I'm looking at the picture right now. That's so fucking good.
Yes, yeah, he goes and gives her a fucking forehead kiss. And the balls just hit her in the mouth.
There's no fucking way.
No,
oh, I'm crying. That's way too good.
Yeah.
It's tapping her right on the upper lip and the nose.
Yeah, and
let
she's
me give
like,
you a sweet forehead kiss, honey. It's a wow.
And she's go. Like, it's so funny, dude. Yeah, the baby. I forgot about the baby. He just gently sets his ball sack on this baby's head. His chin sack, I should say.
It's a neck sack.
Yeah, just... neck sack. It was so funny, though, because whenever he eats his soup, bro, it zooms in and all you can see is just hair with, like, soup dripping off of it.
Imagine you hand Gideon to this guy, bro, and he just, like, just...
gives him a good old mushroom stand.
This is how he shows up to the date before she realizes. He's got, like, a fucking scarf on and shit, and then he, like, takes it
like
off.
Yeah.
That's a normal man. You go up two photos. That's annoying. Is that when she finds out?
Yeah, whenever they sit down and he takes his scarf off and there's a ball sack on his neck.
Well, I mean, when he went to go kiss her or something, maybe the scarf fell off. But
No.
That would have been a great way to find out.
So question.
There's another, what?
When he has a kid, does it come out with a fucking ball sack on its neck too?
I don't know.
So cursed.
There's also another scene where it's fucking Batman and Robin doing a speed dating. And the Joker comes and tries to kill him or some shit. It's fucking weird. It's got so many weird different scenes in it. It's hilarious, though. I love that movie.
I've seen all of them. With Hugh Jackman, man, that's all I need right there.
Yeah, the Batman. I wonder if you can find the shit one. The shit on my chest.
The shit on my chest.
43. Movie 43. I have it on DVD because I bought it.
Oh my god, you bought it?
Yeah. Yeah, because I love that movie so much because it's so fucking funny. Oh, that's why I remembered the shit on my chest one so much. Because Chris Pratt is the one that shits on her chest. And it's the girl
it
that plays
Chris
in...
Pratt.
Yeah, and the girl that plays in all the scary movies is the girl, she's like... Will you please poop on me?
Ew.
Here, this is the scene where it gets cold. He's like, ooh, did it just get a little chilly in here? What the fuck are you sending?
He said I saw weird shit in the chat.
No, he said those laxatives, this is what those laxatives mean. I'm just kidding, babe.
Oh, that's the one I was looking for whenever he got cold.
Yeah.
I love the caption too. It has nothing to do with his chin balls.
Have incredible on-screen chemistry.
Yeah. And it's just his balls looking up into the air, man.
But yeah, you guys realistic. You gotta watch it. It's so funny. It's available on Amazon Prime. Fandango for $2.99.
Fandango.
Might be the next movie night.
Yeah, and have you guys ever seen that movie Kick-Ass?
Oh, yeah.
It's got the little girl in it, you know, the little blonde girl. She plays Carrie also.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That girl's had some wild roles.
Yeah, she plays in the scene where she has her first period. And remember, the boys are like, "Oh my god, you're gonna fucking die!" Because they think she's bleeding out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny as fuck. Poor bitch. She's such a good actor, though.
She is. She plays in The Equalizer, too.
Yeah, and Neighbors. Oh, and she
plays in Neighbors. Uh-huh.
Yep. And if you guys haven't seen Brain on Fire, that's such a good movie. It's a really good movie. It's about, she has a brain tumor or something like that. And it's making her fucking go crazy. And everyone just thinks that she's psychotic. But in reality, she's sick and nobody knows until later on.
Until it's too late.
Oh, not sick in the sense that I was thinking. Sick in the literal sense. Let's talk about the human centipede real quick.
Okay. What do you want to know about it?
I'm good. That shit made me nah. Like, that shit fucking grossed me out.
Wait, what was it?
Human centipede.
Oh, God.
I'd rather watch Kyle? Two Girls, One Cup. Yeah, I know. Do I have the cuttlefish or the vanilla fish?
Cuttlefish.
The human centipede is disgusting. Daniel's sending pictures of the human centipede right fucking now.
Oh, I know. It's a cult classic. You guys should watch Tusk.
No.
I'm good.
Oh, come on. It's
is it anything like the centipede?
No, it's not as gross, I'd say. It's just fucking weird.
It's called Tusk?
Yeah, here, I got you.
Shit, I have to shit.
South Park hit home with that reference, man. It was so good.
Yeah, it was. That's Tusk.
Oh, I'm so good on that, bro. Have you actually watched that?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I've watched that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
That motherfucker's weird.
Yeah, it's some scientist dude. I think he's trying to go interview him or something, and
he's just all fucked up.
Yeah, it's super fucked up. It's a dude trying to interview this guy about his walrus, and then the dude takes his dead walrus and turns the interview guy into his new walrus. Because he's like being a dick or something like that. It's fucking weird, bro.
How did your walrus die? And all this shit. He's like, I'm going to turn you into my walrus.
You're going to be such a good little walrus.
And by the end of the movie, he's like got him trained to be a walrus and everything, like eating fish.
Oh, that's so fucking...
That's fucking weird.
Like halfway through the movie, he turns into this. And then the rest of the movie is him like beating the shit out of him, training him how to swim and become a walrus.
What the fuck? Fuck,
it's fucking
that.
Wild, bro. It's so
that's good.
I'm gonna invite Miranda over for a fucking movie night, and I'm gonna watch that.
You should. You totally should.
Ew.
Jabba the Hutt looking ass.
What What the fuck, bro? That's crazy.
What even is that?
That's the whole suit from the movie.
That wasn't CGI. That was a dude in a suit.
Yeah.
Imagine getting pitched that, like, before ever reading the script or anything.
I don't know who the actor's name is, but it was it's this guy. He's a pretty well known actor. He also plays Hereditary.
Oh shit! He's in the suit.
Yeah.
He plays in fucking what's that fucking Jeepers Creepers?
Creepers.
Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, he did play in Jeepers Creepers.
Have you guys seen Hereditary?
Yes.
No. That's a wild ass movie.
Wait, Hereditary? He doesn't play in Hereditary.
What movie am I thinking of then? It's one where it's an Airbnb.
And yeah, that's not Hereditary.
No, it's not. I'll have to find out what it
Heritage is. Heritage or Jeepers Creepers, and his name is Justin Long, which, by the way, also Barbarian. Plays in movie 42. Barbarian.
Oh, Barbarian. Yeah, you'll get to see this bitch.
Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those? Yes, Barbarian.
Yeah, if you ain't seen it, that's a wild movie, bro. I did not expect her to be naked.
Wait, isn't that where she's like, "Bebe" or "Mama" or whatever? God,
yeah. She's trying to force feed that dude her tit milk.
Yes, yeah. So fucking.
She's like talking about that, bro.
She's like 7.5 feet tall, bro. She's fucking huge.
Yeah, she's fucking scary as hell. Yeah, she's fucking scary as fuck. That movie, honestly, it was kind of good, I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time,
it was a really good movie. It was just fucking weird.
Yeah, that was fucking weird. Fucking, the movie Hereditary, though, that movie you were just saying, speaking of?
Yeah, the one with the cult at the end.
Oh, shit, just kidding.
Check them bad boys out.
I thought you were talking, fuck, yeah! Bro, and she fucking hangs her head out the window and it gets fucking decapitated?
Yeah.
Dude, that was crazy, right, Daniel? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fucking crazy.
You remember
crazy.
The whole weird-ass cult shit at the end of it?
Yes, I remember
Where they
now.
Go in the treehouse? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I still don't... I'll have to rewatch it because I still don't understand what the hell that was all about.
Me either. That shit was fucking weird, though. I remember that.
The whole movie's an acid trip. It's fucking wild.
There was another horror movie that got released this year. Oh. I don't even know how to say this. It's called Heretic?
You guys...
Maybe it is Heretic. I don't fucking know. Hold on.
Yeah. Kaylee, you talking about the one that's got the girl from...
Yeah, that's Heretic.
It's where the two girls go into the house.
Yeah,
the two Jehovah's Witness girls.
Yeah. Heretic or Heredit? I don't even know what I said.
Harry Dick.
That one's fucking weird, too. I mean, I like that one, though. That one was pretty good. It was okay. And Blink Twice is a good one, too. I don't know if you guys have seen that one.
I haven't seen that one, though.
It's got Channing Tatum in it. And it's so fucked up, dude.
Oh, yes, I have seen this. It is super fucked up.
Yeah.
Me and Deidre watched that.
It's fucking fucked up. He's like, them and abusing the fuck out of them and then making them get everything.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Taking charge. What movie is this?
Oh, now you watch
twice.
Oh yeah. I
watch Yeah,
movies.
Go ahead and fucking watch it. You'll see him. Never mind, I'm not gonna ruin it. It's fucking crazy, though. It's a good movie.
He ruined it.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening today.
I know this is kind of a wild episode. We went from cryptids to mythological creatures to movies to horror movies. It was all over the place. But we will catch you guys next week. And everyone have yourself a good night. Thank you.